98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. That's American-owned and American-dreamed Brooklyn Betting.
Let's get to it. I just realized Pac-12 Media Days just started. The commissioner just stepped forward to start talking, and he's starting to talk about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes after we just found out about the Big 12 and the SEC. So, I mean, things are... And then you got training camp, you got the Olympics. Oh, by the way, the trade deadline for baseball is Friday night. There's going to be a new Suns player coming Thursday night. Maloney's got a lot to get to. Let's go.
So by the end of today, every NFL training camp will be open, in session, with players having reported and preparing for Wednesday's practices. So what will you guys be watching for when the Cardinals open camp today? Your number one thing. One.
Will the Arizona Cardinals be more physical on the line of scrimmage?
On the first day of camp, that's what you're watching
yes,
for?
Yes, exactly. No,
not if Fitch shows up?
You know what, honestly, right now, no. Stop and think about this. Yeah, this is what I want to see right here. What kind of personnel groups are you using, Cliff Kingsbury? What kind of personnel groups are... Oh, did you put Kyler Murray under center?
That was mine.
You don't need pads on to see that. These will be indicators. Did you put James Conner in the I formation? Did you put him toes at seven in the Q position behind the quarterback with Kyler under center? Tell me that.
For me, the number one thing I was looking for, because you have the 5-day acclimation period, so I can't tell whether it's going to be camp pillow fight or you're actually going to do something, was whether or not Kyler Murray was going to be under center at any point other than goal line. And probably even you could even ask that, because that doesn't happen all that often.
So do you guys think Larry Fitzgerald shows up today?
No.
What do you think happens on that front?
Ron Wolfley gives you the latest on Larry.
You set up right there. Okay. Listen, I have no idea what's going on with Larry Fitzgerald, okay? I don't. I do not expect to see him. Do you expect to see him? Do you guys, Command and Control, do you expect to see Larry Fitzgerald show up today? I don't. What about you, Doug Lease? No. I mean, these guys are... What, Mel?
No, but this offseason has been quite odd with him, so I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I'd be shocked if Larry Fitzgerald showed up. Shocked.
I would too.
All eyes will be on the future of Chandler Jones, and his former teammate, Patrick Peterson, gave his thoughts on the All Things Covered podcast yesterday.
Do you think he gets traded?
I don't think he gets traded. I don't think he gets traded. But at the same time, I won't be surprised if the right deal come up. I think he'll get traded. But you know, that's kind of up in the air. I really don't know. That's kind of a tough pill to swallow, because you know, like you said, he means so much to the organization. But hell, you never know what that team gonna do.
Your reaction to that.
Chandler Jones is not going to be traded. He is not. There's a red carpet that leads to an exit door for Chandler Jones, and it's called the 2021 season. He's not going to be traded. The way out of here, baby, is to go out there and make him pay, Chan. Go out there and have another 19-sack season.
I think he will be traded, and I don't think it will be at any point during the preseason or training camp.
All right, so our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it asks, which Arizona Cardinals player is most crucial for the team's success this season?
Kyler Murray.
DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Edmonds, Chandler Jones, Buda Baker, and Kyler Murray.
Oh, you had to put Kyler in there. If you didn't put Kyler in there, that would have been an excellent question. But when you put Kyler Murray in there,
Kyler out of there.
Okay.
Let's take Kyler out of there. Let's go DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Edmonds, Chandler Jones, or Buda Baker.
Other.
You can't play my little game.
Can you throw Rodney Hudson right there?
My other would be Zaven Collins. How is a rookie going to handle being the green dot? Even though you do have Buda behind you, are you going to be handle the pressures of being a middle linebacker in the NFL on a team that's got to get 400 times more physical?
See, for me, it'd be Rodney Hudson right there if I could throw Rodney Hudson in there, because he's going to have such an impact on Kyler Murray. There's no doubt about it. That center quarterback relationship, it exists. It's real. It has been for hundreds of years of playing football. Yeah, that's what I said. Over 100 years of playing football. That center quarterback relationship is really, really important and always has been. Not only that, I could watch Rodney Hudson play, a close-up of Rodney Hudson on every play, if somebody had a camera just on him, based on how he moves, whether it's a power scheme or a zone scheme. I will tell you that Rodney Hudson will have a bigger impact on this team than any of those wide receivers.
Our own John Gambadoro tweeted about the future of Chris Paul yesterday. Gambo said that Chris Paul wants to be back and that the Suns want him back and that he's fairly certain it will all get figured out. Although the Suns can't talk to him until August 2nd and you can expect them to do things the right way. He added that he's positive James Jones will not put the organization in jeopardy of penalties or fines.
That's because he's already had the conversation, right? That's what I keep thinking.
Because it's a no-brainer.
It's right. It is. I think it's a no-brainer for Chris Paul, and I think it's a no-brainer for the Suns.
So then do you think there will be anything kind of left in the dark about Chris Paul's future, or do you think by that deadline, it'll be done?
I think bada-bing, bada-boom. August 1st, as Doug Lease has been reporting.
I think he's staying as a Sun. I think it's what's best for the Suns. I think it's what's best for him and his career. I understand that you always have home to worry about, so the Lakers are, to me, real. But at the same time, I think he wants to be here, and I think his family's happy with the commute, and I think the U.S. is up 4-0 in water polo against South Africa, and water polo is... These are some of the toughest human beings that are non-military in the world, I think. I think water polo is unbelievable how these guys do this.
Yeah, it is. It's brutal.
Anyway.
Breaking news out of the NFL this morning. Aaron Rodgers arrived at Packers training camp today. Here's ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Aaron Rodgers' future, I think all we can say is his future no longer is a beautiful mystery, but beyond this year, it's a beautiful mystery. We don't know what will happen after this season. And again, I think Aaron Rodgers just wanted to be shown the love. And I don't mean Jordan love when the Packers selected him. Just wanted to be shown some love, and they showed him some love here.
If that's the case, Adam Schefter, this is embarrassing. And I thought Brett Favre was into drama. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
Relax. We're going to be okay.
You know what? No, you're not going to be okay. Did you and the Packers determine who's going to get the house to Aaron? It's embarrassing. Stop the drama. You gotta be kidding me. I love Aaron Rodgers too. I am an Aaron Rodgers fan. Totally love his game. And just the way I did Brett Favre. Brett Favre had a totem pole in the back 40 of the Wolfley compound. We love Brett Favre.
Right next to the guest house?
He turned into drama boy. And Aaron Rodgers is... dangerously close.
Was it next to Methuselah?
Good memory.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Well done.
All right.
Well done, Logan.
Texas and Oklahoma have formally requested an invitation for membership to the SEC starting on July 1st, 2025.
You know, the one thing about this that's not being reported enough. Am I allowed to say pissed on the air? I've never figured out. That's kind of rude a little bit. But... so I'll use the dump my cussing beep. Texas A&M is. I mean, Texas A&M might go back to the Big 12 over this. They are so furious about this, and yet you don't really have a recourse. You just get a vote, and it's going to be really funny when 13 members of the SEC vote yes and one votes no, and it's Texas A&M.
Here's what we're going to do. Why not just take all the top 32 teams in the country
and put them in the SEC?
Just like the NFL, this is the way that it's going. This is the ruination of college sports as we know it.
Wow, that's an interesting proposition.
It is. Just put them all in the SEC. Start making divisions, conferences within the SEC, and then divisions within those. Just do that. Let's go. Get it done, because that's the direction it's headed right now.
You know, there's this, I don't know enough about academia, but there's a group that's called the AAU, and it's not the amateur basketball. It's AAU. No. It's something I don't know all about it, but it's something to do with you being a type of university that's a research university. It's a designation you earn. I don't know if Clemson has that designation, but it's something the Big Ten almost requires from you. You either have to be Notre Dame or be AAU to get into the Big Ten. If Clemson's in that group, wouldn't it be interesting to see Clemson say, you know what? We're going up there. Because you've got – I don't think the ACC is strong enough right now.
I honestly, right now, I could see – this sounds crazy. I could see the Pac-12 and the Big Ten merging.
And the Big Ten?
Yes.
That's a long drive. How would that work?
Look at the SEC. Look at the teams of the SEC and the power of the SEC right now.
It's funny you say that.
Texas and Oklahoma.
This AAU designation, there's about, out of the Pac-12, about, I'm guessing, about eight or nine of them have that designation. But you know who doesn't and who does?
Who?
U of A has it and ASU doesn't.
Oh, my goodness. I can totally see something like that happening in response to this. Hey, you know, who cares? We got an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference.
I could see it.
We play and love the Rose Bowl, do we not?
I could see it with Pac-12 and Big 8, not with Big 10.
Man, I'll tell you.